Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
That brings us to the Bulldog Roundtable. Road Dogs got us counting it down to the season opening game against Oregon. We're 24 days out. 24? Man, that's my go-to receiver, Lindsey Scott.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, 4-9-9, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. How many days until the Dogs open up against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Back third down on the 8. In trouble. Got a block behind him. Going to throw on a run, complete to the 25, to the 30, Lindsey Scott, 35, 40, Lindsey Scott, 45, 50, 45, 40, run, Lindsey, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, Lindsey Scott, Lindsey Scott, Lindsey Scott! Well, I can't believe it, 92 yards, and Lindsey really got in a foot race. I broke my chair, I came right through a chair. A metal steel chair with about a 5-inch cushion. I broke it. The booth came apart. The stadium fell down. Now they do have to renovate this thing. They'll have to rebuild it now. This is incredible. You know, this game has always been called the world's greatest cocktail party. Do you know what is going to happen here tonight? And up at St. Simon's and Jekyll Island and all those places? Where all those dog people have got these condominiums for 4 days. Man, is there going to be some property destroyed tonight. 26-21. Dogs on top. We were gone. I gave up. You did too. We were out of it and gone. Miracle.
Man, I got goosebumps. Got the hair on my arm standing up. Love that call. The great Larry Munson. And my man, Lindsey Scott, we're 24 days out of taking on Oregon to open this season.
How many times do you think you've heard that call, Buck?
Not enough.
Still gets it going.
Yeah,
every time,
I tell you
right?
What gets the heart pumping, man. I tell you, just a great moment. So awesome to be a part of that. And we didn't realize until maybe a couple of days later what a great call that Larry Munson had. As he fell to the floor and got back up after he broke that metal steel chair.
I think that really built his reputation and a big part of
big
his
big moment
legacy.
For all of us.
And
no
by the
doubt.
Way, everybody thinks about Lindsey running. You moved around in that pocket pretty well and got that ball.
Yeah,
Lindsey.
I thought it was a pretty good throw.
Pretty
in there.
Good throw. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to fit it in a tight spot. Just happy that we're able to pull that out, man. Yes, sir. All right, so yesterday I had a chance to catch up with the Georgia Athletic Director, Josh Brooks. Here's that interview.
Joining me now on the Buck Ballou Show is Josh Brooks, J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics at the UGA, as you know. And Josh, man, we're a little over 3 weeks away from getting football season underway. Now, how do you improve on year number one? You won the national championship.
Well, obviously, that's always a challenge, and that's a standard, but I remind everybody I've got 21 programs, so it's not just football, but it's the other 20 programs as well that we want to keep having that level of success and want to be, at least contending and competing for championships in all sports.
Got the soccer program getting off to a start here yesterday?
Yeah, that was a great day. Even though it was exhibition, great to get a win in an exhibition versus the second-ranked team in the country, so already showing some great signs under Kadani McAlpine's leadership of what that team can become. So very excited for that program.
You're busy year-round. I mean, there are no days off for you with all these programs you've got to direct. And it tickles me that you say you got to remind people that now you're just not running the football program, although I'm sure that keeps you busy there. How do you describe working closely with Kirby Smart?
Well, that's a machine of an operation there, and it's not just him. It's an entire staff. It's coaches. It's support staff. He's got great people that really, a lot of times, for all of us, we want, and this goes for all of our coaches, all of our programs, we got such great support staff. You want to take stuff off their plate so they can focus on coaching and recruiting, right? So whether you're working with their administrative staff, their director of ops, sports medicine, equipment staff, you really, the goal from our standpoint as administration is to eliminate those things so they can focus on coaching and recruiting. So you really try to save the interactions with the head coaches, like Coach Smart, for the bigger things, for the bigger topics, so you're not getting caught up in the weeds. As you can imagine, with any program, there's so many things going on day to day.
How does your job change when the football program's opening the year here in Atlanta in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Well, I always joke and say, you know, I like opening up in Atlanta because if there's any logistical problems, I don't have to take any of the blame for it. I can just blame the Mercedes. It's always fun opening up on there because there's always so much excitement on the first game that you can prepare all year, but you're never going to be truly ready. There's going to be some hiccups at that first game. But it's fun. It's fun to be on the, you know, such a great venue, be here in our backyard in Atlanta on national stage, game like that. So we look forward to it.
Back home at Sanford Stadium, week number two, and just love how you guys continue to upgrade whatever you can at Sanford Stadium, one of the great venues in college football. What about this coming season? What are some of the things fans can look forward to seeing?
Not a ton of changes this year, per se. There'll be some in-game promotional things that you'll notice. You know, we're holding strong with the concession prices, even though, as we all have experienced, there have been massive, of charges and inflation. And, you know, you go to any restaurant or grocery store, the prices have gone up. We're holding strong with those prices. You know, we're still going to keep focusing on customer service when you come to our venue. But really, the big story will begin this offseason when we start doing the construction on the South 100 and the South 300, to where we can really make some massive improvements to those areas to make it great, better from a restroom, concession, from an ingress-egress standpoint, and just that overall experience there is going to make a drastic improvement come this time next year.
Josh, I've been traveling the state with my new book, doing some book signings inside the hedges, and everywhere I've gone, I get the same question over and over again, and that is, what's going to happen with the Georgia-Florida game? And, you know, I'm not sure what to say. What can you tell us with that? What's the future hold?
I mean, honestly, that's really not something we've gotten into the weeds on yet. You know, people think that people get obsessed about topics like that, and they forget that we have so many other things we have to attack day in and day out, that there'll be a time to have a discussion on that. We're locked in through the 23 season, so I'm sure when this game is complete this year, I'm sure the buzz will start about a week or two before the game like it normally does. But when that game is complete this year, we'll probably get in the weeds and discuss what are the possibilities. I think that one of the first key things we've got to get figured out is what is our conference schedule going to look like. That's an important domino to fall, whether we're going to be an 8-game scenario, 9-game scenario, and how that impacts our schedule, our home and away schedule. So that's the first piece for me, and then there'll be a time to discuss that and get into that and see what the future holds.
Yeah, football getting all the focus from the fan base perspective in the fall. What are some of the other sports you've got your eye on this fall?
Yeah, so obviously soccer just started off last night with exhibition. Volleyball starts here soon, and then we've got cross country. People forget that a lot of those track young men and women, they compete year round. So cross country, soccer, volleyball, and football are the main fall sports. And then as we get a little deeper into it, you'll see you'll have some swim meets, some equestrian, some golf and tennis matches. And then obviously around the corner, both men and women's basketball will be starting up here before you know it.
Yeah, I get a kick. I get some people, I've heard them say, you know, I'd love to be the director of athletics at Georgia. And I'm thinking, do you have a twin brother? I mean, Josh, how are you getting it all done?
You know, it's a challenge, but this is what you love, right? You love going to these events and being there to support our teams. Well, you know, the way I have to do it to make it balanced for my life is I make it a point of emphasis to bring one of my children with me to as many games as possible. That way I can, spend some one-on-one time with one of my children or with my wife and enjoy a Georgia athletic event as well, because if those two lives were separate, it would be too much to take on to be a good father and to be a good AD. So the more I can incorporate those two together for me, it helps me be efficient. I hate to view it as being efficient, but, you know, it really is about being efficient with your time. There's so many hours in the day. So the more I can bring those two together, it helps me be a good father, dad, a father, husband, and an AD.
You got some speed in that family, I'm seeing.
Yeah, you know, if I can ever find out, track down this mailman that lived in my neighborhood. 13, so.
That's not coming from you?
No, actually, yeah, I was. No one will ever believe this, but I was a fast kid all growing up. I was always one of the faster kids. But I developed late, and I think everybody passed me by. But you know, Jackson's a twin, and I think he's been pretty dedicated since day one, and hopefully keeps it going.
Yeah, I see you having a lot of success out there in the running track. What was it, the 4x100?
It was the 4x8 this last weekend, and he got second in the nation in the pentathlon. He won it 2 years ago, fell a little short this year. But it's probably good for him to kind of, you know, you don't want to win it every year, so it's good for him to not win and be a little motivated this offseason to get back at it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure you're proud. Josh, thanks so much. I know you're busy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Buck. Appreciate you.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.